Beasts of the Southern Wild is a fairy tale of a film, and it's up for an Oscar. That's good company. Beasts also belongs in a different group of films, including a new documentary about evangelical Christians in Uganda, and one critical of the conservative billionaire Koch brothers. All three movies have gotten funding from a not-for-profit organization called CineReach. CineReach was started by a couple of film school graduates who are still in their 20s. As NPR's Netta Ulubi reports in this profile, they were shocked to get a nomination for Best Picture.
CineReach provided almost all of the $1.5 million it took to tell the story of Beasts of the Southern Wild, about a child adrift, literally and figuratively, in Louisiana swamp country.
They think we all gonna drown down here, but we ain't going nowhere.
The movie's made over $12 million. It's picked up multiple awards and Oscar nominations. 27-year-old Michael Raisler is one of its executive producers.
Do you know where I can write a text?
The T-shirt-wearing Raisler is creative director of CineReach, the not-for-profit he founded with Philip Engelhorn when the two were still classmates at New York University's film school. They found a shared love for movies and social change.
Our key goal is to support what we call vital stories artfully told.
Film school taught Raisler and Engelhorn that money does not necessarily go to good movies. It goes to movies that make money.
We're not protecting a potential upside or profit potential. We're protecting the vision.
As a not-for-profit, CineReach gives out about $1 million a year, mostly in chunks of around $30,000 to projects in various stages. So far, it's helped support over 100 movies, the Sundance type, that get great reviews and tiny audiences. Pariah, a fiction film about a black lesbian teenager. Or the documentary The Queen of Versailles, following a rich couple trying to build the biggest house in the United States.
Look at this thing. Oh my God.
We went to France and we saw Versailles, and we were inspired by the French architecture.
Asking about where CineReach's money comes from makes Engelhorn and Raisler cagey.
It is crucial that the support remains anonymous. This is the best answer I can give.
Effectively, it's effectively a small group of private donors primarily who are major stakeholders in the organization, not just financially, but also conceptually.
Engelhorn comes from a wealthy German family. He got involved in philanthropy when he was very young. Raisler says that's how he learned to value conversations about social issues audiences might not expect to relate to.
One of the first films that we got involved with was called A Jihad for Love.
The movie, says Michael Raisler, looks at gay Muslims steadfast in their faith.
The jihad is not a holy war. It's a struggle, and a jihad enough is a struggle with the self. I just felt I needed to come out.
That was the major stepping stone of us kind of defining part of our interest space and seeing what are the kind of stories we want to start telling.
Stories far too idiosyncratic for Hollywood, says CineReach producer-in-resident Paul Mazet. Like Beasts of the Southern Wild and its fantastical images, like a little girl facing down fearsome giant pigs after a climate catastrophe.
We didn't know how long it would take to make the film. We didn't know the logistical solutions to a lot of the creative challenges. But we knew there was a certain spirit to that film that somehow that film couldn't fail.
Just by chance, Beasts of the Southern Wild's director was having a beer a few years ago with documentary directors Ashley Sabin and David Redmond in New Orleans.
And he started talking about CineReach, and we were like, what is that organization? He's like, yeah, I got some money from them.
Sabin and Redmond were working on a film about rural Russian teenagers getting exploited by shady modeling agencies. It's called Girl Model, and it's out now on VOD.
They love skinny girls in Japan and looks young, almost like a prepubescent girl.
CineReach gave them $35,000 that funded their travel to Siberia and Japan. And it connected them with the people who made another documentary about kids in trouble called Bully. CineReach helps with legal problems and social media outreach. And this not-for-profit offers its filmmakers the use of a swanky screening room and editing booths at its sleekly designed Manhattan headquarters. Still, creative director Michael Raisler says comfort and luxury hardly define the film's CineReach funds.
Hard to make. Easy is not something that inspires us to do what we want to do.
Hard to make with money that's hard to get. In CineReach's first year, 2006, it considered 30 proposals. This year, 2,500. All hopeful that, like Beasts of the Southern Wild, they might be the offbeat, intelligent, somehow-can't-fail film headed to the Oscars on Sunday.
Netta Ulibi, NPR News.